everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you from Oklahoma City. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I'm so glad to be with you today, Sunday, August the 23rd, 2015. Today is also what we call Soulful Sunday. I'll be sharing with you a song that I particularly like, that has blessed me and helped me, and it's one that I hope will help you too in your soulful experience of your life. And that's why I call this Soulful Sunday. Sometime I'll pick a traditional hymn that you've heard, or sometime I'll just give you a song that I've written. Today is a combination of both. Today is featuring the lyrics of Charles Wesley Naylor, a Church of God minister and songwriter. And also the music is one, is the music that I wrote to go along with Mr. Naylor's words. So let me give you just a brief background as we get into God's Way is Best today on Soulful Sunday on Chuck's Favorite Things. So I first became acquainted with the writings of Charles Naylor when I went to Gulf Coast Bible College in Houston, Texas in the early 70s. See, I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church down in South Texas. I had a great heritage, great growing up, great tremendous songs in the Broadman Press hymnal, in the Baptist hymnal. I love these songs. I cut my teeth on these songs, guys. And then when I became Church of God in the 70s by going to Gulf Coast Bible College and also entering the ministry, I became aware of, well, they have some of their own songs. They have some of their own hymn writers. And I was able to investigate and learn how much I appreciated Charles W. Naylor. And so we sang a lot of his songs in our chapel services at Gulf Coast Bible College. And I really particularly like the song he wrote called I Am the Lord's. The lyrics say, whether I live or die. And then it goes on to say this and this and this, whether this or whether. He said, never mind whatever happens. He says, I am the Lord's, I know. And so that is a great song, and maybe I'll talk about that sometime. But today's song, God's Way is Best, is one where I took the lyrics from Charles Naylor and I put some modern music to it. So let me go back again. I've had a fondness for these old songs since growing up, singing At the Cross and On Jordan's Stormy Banks. I was looking for some great lyrics because sometimes as a songwriter, you don't have all the lyrics within you. Sometimes you need help with a collaborator. So in my collaborator, I happened to turn to Charles Naylor, who has already passed away and gone on to glory, but he left us this great legacy of hymns. So I just started looking at some of these lyrics, and I have taken, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 songs of his and changed them by changing the music, making it a more modern message, and I would like to share them from time to time. But I realized these guys had, during their lifetime, the same struggles that I had in my lifetime. They had the same questions, trials, problems. You know, they were raising families and trying to make a living just like I was. And I could see that we were identifying with some of the same things, although we were just in different eras of time. I could identify with their suffering, their thirst, their questioning, and their waiting. Many of the things that we do is waiting. Waiting upon God, waiting for a new job, waiting for this to open up. So this song, God's Way is Best, is a hymn that I will cherish because the lyrics were exactly fitting to me. I added modern music to it, these wonderful words, sometimes back in the 1980s, I'm not sure when, but it was at my home or at the church at Chimney Lane in Asheboro, North Carolina. And I finally recorded it on a project called Wait for You that I released in 1986. So this is God's Way is Best. I am playing the piano and any other keyboards that are on there, and I'm singing. So I hope you enjoy this, God's Way is Best by Charles Naylor and Chuck Whetstone. I'll come back to you in a moment after this song is finished and say my goodbyes. Here is God's Way is Best.
God's way is best is human wisdom. A fair way may seem to show. Tis only that our earth-dimmed vision the truth can never clearly know. choosing of my own pathway in blindness, I should go astray and wander far away in darkness, nor reach that land of endless day. God's way is best. I will not murmur. God's way is best. Though the end I may not see, oh, where He leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best. God's way is best. The cup of human woe. God's way is best. I will not murmur. God's way is best. Though the end I may not see, oh, where He leads, I'll meekly follow. God's way is best. God's way is best for me. God's way is best. Oh, heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting, submit thyself into His hand.
That rendition of God's Way is Best. The words were by Charles Naylor and the music by me, Chuck Whetstone. Charles Naylor, just a tremendous guy, and as I said, I've done several of his songs. I'd like to share them from time to time. I'm going to actually release a CD in early 2016 of songs that I've rearranged, and a lot of them will be from Charles Naylor and others, and I hope you like that as it comes out in the springtime. It just takes time to sit down and actually record and do this. And when I retire in October, I should have a little bit extra time for some of this recording that I wanted to do. So Charles Naylor has really touched my life because his lyrics are so deep. And I found out that he was injured in an accident down in Florida. They were setting up like a gospel tent for a meeting, I guess, outside. And one of the main timbers or something came down and hit him, dislocated his kidney. And then a few years later, he was also injured in an automobile accident, or he was hit or something, and he became an invalid the rest of his life. But you know what? No matter what situation he found himself in, he constantly was loving on God and loving on people, and he would write of the hope that was in him. And that's what I appreciate about Charles Naylor and so many of these other songwriters that we have lived with through their songs, through our hymnals, and singing them in our churches around the world. This is great history here, great legacy. Thank you, Charles Naylor, for being faithful and sharing these with us. And thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things today. It's inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today was Soulful Sunday. I shared with you a song that I wrote along with Charles Naylor. I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast and blog are brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador, and that would be me. And I continue on my Plexus journey. I will give you some more updates during this week, but if you have any questions about Plexus, what is Plexus? What is this pink stuff you guys are drinking? Is that a meal replacement? No, it's not a meal replacement. It's a dietary supplement that we drink every day, and it helps stabilize our blood sugars. When you stabilize your blood sugars, as I have, it's taken away my cravings for Dr. Pepper, soft drinks of all kinds, regular and diet. I don't desire those anymore. I don't desire sweet tea at McDonald's every morning for breakfast anymore. And I don't go around grazing around the house or the office looking for pretzels and candies and cookies and chips like I used to. And as I told a friend today, I said, if I would see a carb, it would tell me, eat me, eat me, eat me. And I've thankfully broken those addictions to sweets and carbs, and especially carbonated beverages like Dr. Pepper, because I've stabilized my blood sugar through Plexus Slim. So that's just a little short testimonial. I could go for a long time on this, but I'm not. If you have any questions about Plexus, see me, give me a comment on this page, or shoot me an email, and go to plexuschuck.com for more details. All right. Chuck Weston, until tomorrow, signing out. Bye-bye.